I, James C. Orenstein.
I, James C. Orenstein.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
Thank you so much for your service.
Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick swore in James Orenstein as Hampden County District Attorney at a ceremony Monday in the State Office Building in Springfield.
And he will serve in this role beautifully, I'm quite confident, until the voters of the county have chosen their next district attorney.
Orenstein, who has more than two decades of experience in the prosecutor's office, will serve out the 7 months left on the four-year term of Mark Mastriani, who resigned as DA and was sworn in as a U.S. District Court judge on Monday. Orenstein, who began his career as a public defender, joined the Hampden District Attorney's Office in 1991. He was first assistant DA for 17 years under former District Attorney William Bennett and then Mastriani. He resigned in 2012 but remained with the prosecutor's office on a part-time basis to work on cold cases.
I don't anticipate enormous changes in the daily running of the office, nor will I seek to reinvent the wheel. But I do pledge to make every effort to keep the office running as smoothly and efficiently as possible so that when the newly elected DA takes office next January, the office will be in as good shape as is possible.
Orenstein said one of the first calls he plans to make as DA is to Springfield's newly appointed police commissioner and to the police chief in Holyoke to offer his help in combating the recent spike in gun violence in both cities.
But the major problem has to do with the fact that there are too many guns and being illegally carried by too many people. And that's the problem that has to be addressed, and it's going to have to be a multidisciplinary approach to that. We certainly want to be part of that. We certainly want to be a part of a dialogue with any other agencies working on this complex issue.
Since the beginning of April, 19 people have been shot in Springfield and 3 have died. Orenstein, who will turn 65 in February, said he has no designs on the district attorney's office beyond the interim appointment.
I'm quite confident that I have the energy that it takes, and it takes a lot of energy to do this job. I'm confident I have the energy to do it for the next 7 months. I'm also quite confident I would not have the energy to do it for the 4 additional years it would take, so I will not be a candidate.
4 candidates, all Democrats, have filed nomination papers to run for Hampden District Attorney. Mastriani took the oath to be a federal judge at a private ceremony just after noon Monday at the federal courthouse in Springfield. He said a public swearing-in will be held this summer. Mastriani, in an interview last week, said leaving the DA's office was bittersweet.
Having said that, I am enormously excited about the challenges and opportunity that I have in front of me. I am thoroughly humbled and honored to have been considered for and named to the position to fill very large shoes of Judge Michael Ponzer. It's quite an amazing thing.
Judge Michael Ponzer became semi-retired in 2011, causing a vacancy on the federal bench in western Massachusetts that was unfilled until the U.S. Senate confirmed Mastriani's nomination on June 4th. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.